those who would find me shall have life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The last words of today's epistle, of the first Saturday Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, point us to one of Mary's greatest and most intrepid champions, Saint Dominic, whose feast happily falls today. At our meditation for our first Saturday Rosary, we meditated upon the providential series of meetings, the meeting of Saint Dominic with the poor innkeeper in southern France, which set him on his great vocation to found the Order of Friars Preachers, a great stay and support for the Church against heresy down throughout the centuries by preaching, teaching, and writing, and most of all, by the propagation of the Most Holy Rosary. Of all things, the Saint Dominic was on his way with his bishop, the Bishop of Burgos in Spain, on a diplomatic mission for the king to arrange a royal marriage in Scandinavia. Nothing really that much touching upon our holy faith, Our Lady's honor, or the good of souls. But there St. Dominic was. The priest is always looking to save souls. He falls into conversation with the humble innkeeper. The rest, as they say, is history. By the time the night is past and dawn comes, light has come to that one man's soul. And St. Dominic begins to perceive, by the Holy Ghost's call, what his life's work will be, to reach individual souls like that. Those who have never learned the Catholic truth, maybe those who are scandalized by the luxurious living or the bad example of the clergy of the day, and those who need to be brought back by then a good example, as well as by good, solid Catholic teaching to the truth of the faith, lest they perish eternally. It was one happy meeting that set him on the course of his great life's work. Now, we are all of us in some sense called to be spiritually Dominicans. We are actually Carmelites, of course, by the confraternity of the Most Holy Scapular. We are meant to be Dominicans by our participation in the confraternity of the Most Holy Rosary, attached to the great order of preachers, at least in some spiritual or symbolic sense. And by means of our devotion to the Rosary, we can carry out the same work as Saint Dominic. How many souls there are today whom we could at least persuade to pray the Rosary, to meditate its mysteries, regardless of how dark they may be in their own understanding of the faith. If they could be gotten to start to pray the Rosary, surely our gracious Lady will take them into her Immaculate Heart and finish the instruction. Souls, so many souls, are just waiting to be saved by the preaching, the teaching, the example, the power of the Most Holy Rosary. If only we would give ourselves to Mary and to souls as did Saint Dominic, leaving all of his life and his life's plans with the permission of his bishop, he goes to found a new order to save souls. How interesting it is to note that the whole of the social order was threatened at the time of St. Dominic, thus his mission was so important. That is to say, that heresy made its attack against all of the doctrines of the faith, against the Incarnation, against the Most Blessed Trinity, against the Redemption, against the whole sacramental order, the Mass, and the priesthood, against the sanctity of marriage and the sanctity of life itself, against the kingship of Christ and the proper ordination of society as subject to Christ as King. St. Dominic, by this humble means, by the preaching of the Rosary, was able to do so much good. Our own circumstances are very, very similar to the time of St. Dominic. It is true, in a sense, far worse, but we have that powerful prayer now well explained and well developed. What keeps us from praying it? What keeps us from promoting it? What keeps us from being Dominicans in some sense by getting others to pray the Rosary? Those who explain me shall have life everlasting. Be a Dominican. be a friar or a sister preacher by your devotion to the rosary and by being carrying some extra rosaries around from time to time, by being conscious of this or that opportunity to give some out, to talk it up, to explain it. Catholics, Novus Ordo, non-Catholics, non-Christians even, get them the rosary, a blessed holy rosary, one way or another, and our Blessed Lady surely will do the rest. A final word. We often forget on First Saturday, or just in general, in our Immaculate Heart of Mary devotion, that our Blessed Lady always asks for penance as well as for prayer. It is true for most of us in our slothful lives of ease, just to get the rosary said, even a third of it, the 5 decades, would already be a considerable penance, or we would view it that way. But if we would sweeten the deal a bit by throwing in some actual penance, we would find it easier to fulfill the Fatima request, to be really devoted to her Immaculate Heart, and perhaps, who knows, even to get the whole 15 in. What do I mean? Sometimes when you pray, pray in a penitential fashion. Penance of the body has a wonderful way to banish sloth of the spirit and to make us to be as we should be, as Our Lady is waiting for us to be, her apostle. St. Dominic, like St. Gertrude the Great, must have been a medieval devotion, but there's no reason why it should have died in the Middle Ages, would often pray, as did the Old Testament prophets, with his hands out like this. In one of the first lives of St. Dominic, it is said that he neither encouraged nor discouraged his followers from imitating him. But particularly when he needed to work a miracle, he'd put his hands out like this. He would perform an act of penance as he prayed. And if you try to pray very long like this, it does grow tiring. It's a penance. It hurts a bit. If you're in private, when you say some of your rosary, why not pray that way some days? Especially if you're wrestling with a temptation, a weakness, or a sin. Especially if you're wrestling with an angel of God, praying for some soul teetering on the brink of disaster. Sweeten the deal. Inspire yourself. Draw down heaven's mercy. Put in a little act of corporal mortification, as did St. Dominic, and as I say, our own St. Gertrude. And then for the rest of it, it might be a lot easier to be able to carry it out. Remember the wonderful promise with which today's epistle concludes, and decide today to take it. Our Lady offers it to you along with her rosary. Why shouldn't that be said of you too? Those who explain me shall have life everlasting. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.